Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Arteries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Renaissance of a Boss: Notes from a Creative Reawakening is a forthcoming nonfiction book by Rick Ross, the rapper, music executive, entrepreneur, and author of earlier books, including Hurricanes and The Perfect Day to Boss Up, positioned as a hybrid of memoir, creative guide, and travel narrative. The book focuses on Ross at a mature stage of fame, long after the breakthrough impact of Hustlin' and after years of building businesses outside music. Its central subject is not early struggle or career ascent, but the less frequently examined problem of what happens after major success, when an established creator encounters stagnation. The book follows Ross through a search for renewed inspiration, including road trip episodes, reflections on collaborators, and accounts of personal setbacks. Its purpose is to connect creative renewal with disciplined execution, showing how ambition, ritual, failure, travel, and self-examination can become tools for recovering direction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, creative stagnation after long-term achievement becomes the central problem. The book is built around an unusual point in a celebrity career narrative, not the climb to recognition. But the uncertainty that can arrive after recognition has already been secured. Ross is presented as someone who has achieved the conventional markers of success in music, business, property, and status, yet still finds himself facing a creative rut as he approaches the 20th anniversary of his breakthrough period. This framing matters because it shifts the focus from aspiration to maintenance and renewal. Many memoirs by entertainers emphasize origin stories, hardship, and the breakthrough moment. Renaissance of a Boss instead examines the psychological and practical difficulty of staying creatively alive after repetition, abundance, and public expectation have settled in. The midlife dimension also changes the stakes. Ross is not simply trying to make another record or extend a brand. He is testing whether the same drive that built his career can be redirected toward a more reflective form of growth. The book treats stagnation as a real creative condition rather than a moral failure, which allows it to speak to readers who have achieved competence or comfort but feel disconnected from the urgency that once organized their work. Secondly, the road trip structure turns travel into a method for creative inquiry. A defining feature of the book is its road trip framework, which gives Ross a physical structure for examining abstract questions about inspiration, identity, and work. Reported destinations include Graceland, Cadillac Ranch, and a Native American sweat lodge ceremony in Santa Fe, with earlier false starts, such as an attempted Mount Kilimanjaro climb also shaping the arc. These locations are not merely scenic backdrops. They represent different forms of cultural memory, spectacle, endurance, and ritual, which Ross uses as prompts for reconsidering his own creative process. Graceland links him to the mythology of popular music and the burden of legacy. Cadillac Ranch suggests American excess, visual boldness, and the transformation of objects into symbols. A sweat lodge ceremony introduces a more inward, embodied form of reflection. The road trip approach makes the book less like a conventional advice manual and more like an inquiry conducted through movement. It also implies that creative renewal may require displacement from familiar environments. By leaving the studio, office, and mansion, Ross places himself in settings that interrupt routine and force new associations. Thirdly, music industry reflections connect inspiration with collaboration and craft. The book reportedly includes behind-the-scenes reflections on Ross collaborations and encounters with figures such as Dr. Dre, Bruno Mars, and Bill Murray, along with discussion of lyrics, beats, and major songs. This material is important because it grounds the broader theme of reawakening in the actual mechanics of creative production. Ross is not presenting creativity as an abstract state of confidence. He is linking it to rooms, relationships, listening, timing, and execution. Collaboration can reveal the limits of an individual formula because each major artist brings different standards, habits, and instincts. In this context, figures such as Dr. Dre and Bruno Mars suggest distinct models of musical precision, polish, and performance discipline. While an unexpected figure such as Bill Murray expands the frame beyond hip-hop into broader creative culture, the value of these reflections is not simply celebrity access. They allow readers to see how a long-running artist studies other creators and uses those observations to challenge his own habits. The book, therefore, treats creative renewal as partly social. New energy often comes from being exposed to different forms of mastery, different temperaments, and different ways of making work feel alive. Fourthly, false starts and physical vulnerability complicate the usual boss narrative. Renaissance of a Boss appears to include episodes that resist a simple image of constant control. The reported failed attempt to climb Mount Kilimanjaro and the account of a seizure after a psychedelic experience are significant because they place vulnerability beside ambition. In many business and celebrity advice books, setbacks are often compressed into neat lessons that confirm the author as ultimately invincible. Here, the available description suggests a more complicated pattern. False starts matter because they show that the search for renewal is not automatically productive. A dramatic challenge can fail, a risky experience can become destabilizing, and a person accustomed to commanding outcomes can encounter limits imposed by the body, fear, or poor judgment. This gives the book a more grounded understanding of reinvention. It suggests that creative awakening is not only about adding intensity, it can also require recognizing when intensity becomes recklessness. The inclusion of these episodes also broadens the meaning of discipline. Discipline is not just relentless motion. It can include interpretation, recovery, and the ability to turn a disorienting event into a more sober understanding of what the next stage of life should demand. Lastly, daily rituals and precision execution translate celebrity experience into a practical framework, although the book uses memoir and travel. It is also positioned as a practical guide to staying inspired and executing with discipline. This practical layer is consistent with Ross' public identity as both artist and entrepreneur, and with his earlier writing on building an empire. In Renaissance of a Boss, the emphasis appears to move from accumulation toward recalibration. The reported focus on habits, rituals, and bounce-back strategies suggests that Ross sees creativity as something supported by repeatable structures, not only by talent or mood. This distinction is central to the book value for readers outside the music industry. A creative rut is often experienced emotionally. But Ross frames the response in behavioral terms: change the setting, study other creators, review failures, create daily practices, and refine execution. The language of precision also reflects a business-minded understanding of art. Inspiration matters, but it must be converted into decisions, schedules, collaborations, and finished work. That combination makes the book different from purely confessional memoir. It asks readers to connect reflection with operating habits, treating renewal as a process that must be practiced rather than merely discovered. In conclusion, Renaissance of a Boss is best suited for readers interested in the later stages of creative life: artists, entrepreneurs, music fans, and professionals who have reached a level of achievement but feel the need to rethink their direction. Rick Ross fans will likely value the personal context, music industry references, and reported accounts of collaborations and songmaking. Readers less invested in hip-hop may still find practical value in the book treatment of stagnation, travel, ritual, failure, and disciplined execution as connected parts of renewal. Its intellectual benefit lies in showing that reinvention is not only a response to defeat. It can also become necessary after prosperity, when old motivations no longer generate the same force. Compared with many celebrity memoirs, the book stands out because it is not primarily an origin story or a victory lap. Compared with many self-help books, it is grounded in a specific creative career, with concrete reference points for music, business, and travel. Its distinct position is the combination of boss mythology with visible uncertainty. Ross examines how a person known for scale, confidence, and acquisition confronts creative depletion and searches for a new source of purpose without abandoning discipline. If you would like to support Rick Ross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.